There's a big clue about what one does in its title. Read the words. That's exactly what it does. If you text, and that text can come from text that you type or paste into a text box. It can come from documents that you upload in Word or PDF form. It can come from URLs, so web address. And it can also come from RSS feeds. Any of that can be audio by text, read the words. It's one of those where it uses a little avatar, which is customizable. So the gender and the look and feel of the avatar. And then whichever the input formats you can get that avatar to speak the words. You can choose the different kinds of voices, choose how fast it reads. Your text slightly can improve the pronunciation, so a little bit more of a pause between certain words you can learn by putting spaces in. So it's quite customizable. What do you want to do? Written word isn't always accessible to all students as it might be. So providing it in spoken form might make it more accessible. Simply because it makes it a different way of introducing a topic that you're seeing, especially if you're not there. So it could be a task that you want to introduce a piece of work or a sequence of activities within your school VLE or on your school website or something that the students are accessing from home. So read the words can for you and make an introduction just have a little bit more zing. Now you are limited to just 30 seconds of audio in the free version. If you want to produce a longer pod almost of an introduction, so you might actually be telling the students about a particular topic or about having a particular wiki article read to them. So if it's a particularly good one and it's accessible to them, then having it read might be a better way of presenting it. Well, that will. If you need more than 30 seconds, you will have to pay for one of the previous versions, either the silver or gold versions. But they're not expensive and might be worth it if you want to be able to produce a number, particularly if you do it on a school-wide basis. Now, the complete version can be sent as a link, or you can be provided with embed codes for both and WordPress, or just general pages. Pop it in that way. In each case you can decide what you want the audio to be downloadable. So it might be that your students, if it's a longer podcast particularly, might want to download it and listen to it offline. Lots of different options to set within that. Have to say that the audio isn't always as accurate as you might like it to be, but see what you think.